This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Why did Allah make us? That's a question. Why were we created? Why did we come onto this earth? I wouldn't know unless I looked into Revelation. I would never be able to tell why did whoever made me make me and put me onto this earth where it is full of negativity all around. And it is full of hardship and challenges and one test after another. So let me look at Revelation to see what the Almighty, who we as believers believe made us, is saying to us regarding having made us. Do I sound a bit too technical? In all honesty, Allah Almighty says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created mankind or jinnkind except so that they worship me. When I was younger, I thought to myself without much knowledge that that sounded very dry. Dry meaning, as a young person without much knowledge, if someone were to tell you Allah made you to worship Him, you would say, but why? I mean, what did He need to do that for? What was the whole purpose? So the question is not in order to defy Allah, never, but just to know more. You know, when something happens to you that's negative, are you allowed to say, why me? You know, when you've lost a job, you've lost a loved one, you've lost two loved ones, you've lost your wealth, your factory's burnt down, everything's happened that's negative. Are you allowed as a believer to say, why is this happening? Well, the answer is, it depends why you're asking the question. If you're asking the question in order to learn more, then it's okay. It's fine to say, why is this happening to me? Do I need to adjust something? Is there something wrong in the way I'm doing things? Is there something wrong with, you know, do I need to really change? If that's the reason why you're asking, why is it happening to me? It's fine. Because you might find you've wronged someone. You might find you've done something very bad and some things are coming back to you in order for you to pay the price of what you've done. Maybe. But if you're saying, why is this happening to me? Why is Allah doing this to me? Defying the Maker or being upset and angry with Him, then we would tell you, my brother, my sister, you need a little bit of help to put things into focus and perspective as a believer. Because nothing negative that happens to a believer is actually negative in the long term. It's only short-term negativity. If you take it in your stride, you will find long-term benefit. But the question is when? You know, when coronavirus had hit initially, many people thought, well, this is just a few months. This is not that bad. This is just going to last maybe a year. We're getting close on to 2 years and things don't seem to have subsided much. And as they were subsiding a little, we found someone cry foul once again. And here we are with the world threatening to get back to where we were last year. Hopefully not. May Allah protect all of us. Say Ameen. May Allah protect us. Ameen. So these things that appear to be very negative, in actual fact, when we look at why we were created and what Allah promised us, we start getting a few answers and we start seeing things from a different angle. And that's why we're talking about the blessings in life. You were created and so was I. The Almighty says to worship me. I need to look back into the book and find out more detail. To worship me is just in brief, but what is that worship? What does it entail? Well, Allah Almighty explains to us in many places in the Quran the details of the tests of life. And that would prove to us that He's created us in order to test us. Through those tests, we begin to worship Him in a holistic way that would not only solve our problems, but grant us contentment in this world and success together with contentment in the hereafter. So if I have something really bad that happened to me and I look at it from the angle that Allah wants me to look at it, I'll nod my head and it'll be made a little bit easier for me although the same problem happening to someone who doesn't believe in anything at all, or who has a very loose relationship with Allah, a very small, or should I say, weak relationship with Allah. In that particular case, one would be going through the same issue with a smile, and the other one would be going through an issue half the size of the first, but with double the stress, because they don't know how to look at it.